Dictation for Margaret Herrington, Herrington, May 352. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Strong, Stron, 4631713. Dear Dr. Strong, this is an urgent consultation for Mrs. Herrington with new findings, abnormal kidney function. Comes accompanied with Dr. Erin, E-R-I-N. The last 2 weeks, not feeling well, poor appetite, nausea but no vomiting, no dysphagia. She gags frequently. There is no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination. She's drinking a lot of liquids because of dry mouth. Some allergy symptoms, over-the-counter Claritin, clear material without purulent or bleeding, no fever, does feel fatigue, no dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, denies a skin rash, no bruises, no joint tenderness or inflammatory changes. Next paragraph. Past medical history for cholesterol on treatment, prior vertigo without neurological abnormalities, symptoms resolved. She denies deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TAS stroke. She's not aware of any coronary artery disease or heart problems, no heart murmurs, no rheumatic fever, endocarditis, no leaky valve, no liver disease, no kidney stones, no blood protein in the urine, no recurrence of urinary tract infection, no smoking or alcohol. Next paragraph, surgery for gallbladder, DNC, colonoscopy, benign polyps, a benign biopsy of the breast. Next paragraph, side effects, allergies reported to Augmentin and Bactrim. Next paragraph, present medications include Flonase, Lipitor, multivitamins, vitamin C, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Was given Keflex, although she did not have any urinary symptoms. This was because of some abnormalities in the urine analysis. Cultures are negative so far. Next paragraph. And older brother lost a kidney, but he is presently 86 years old without any problems of dialysis. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 188, 62 inches tall, blood pressure 150, 86 on the right, 152, 82 on the left. Mild decreased hearing, normal speech. She's from Scotland. No facial asymmetry, no neck masses, no palpable thyroid. She has upper dentures, poor teeth condition. There is no localized valgusis, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia pericardial rap gallop, no evidence of abdominal distension masses, no ascites tenderness, no evidence of edema, no neurological problems. Next paragraph, the last kidney function in November 2020 was normal at 0.6. We called your office to make sure that there was no blood test since then until the present time, and that's true. In April 12, creatinine was 3.9, a normal sodium potassium. There is metabolic acidosis down to 19 with a high chloride 111, a normal albumin. Liver function tests were not elevated. Total protein high at 8.4. Glucose 111. Blood test was repeated a few days later. Creatinine at 3.5. Low potassium 3.1. Low sodium 136. metabolic acidosis 17. Urine analysis, 1 plus of blood, trace bacteria, 20 to 50 white blood cells, 1 plus protein. Uric acid normal. Anemia of 9.5 with a normal white blood cell. Normal platelets, MCV of 89, normal phosphorus, normal TSH, normal ferritin 246, normal B12. Next paragraph, CAT scan, abdomen and pelvis, no contrast. This is from April 13, incidental finding of a cyst on the right kidney, otherwise no gross obstruction or urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has advanced renal failure, presently stage 4-5, with early symptoms of uremia, poor appetite, nausea, weight loss, malaise. There is evidence of anemia. Urine is abnormal in terms of the presence of blood protein. Urine culture remains negative so far. I'm adjusting the dose of Keflex for the renal failure to once a day, 500 milligrams for 7 days. Patient needs workup for vasculitis, glomerulonephritis. She's going to require a renal biopsy for diagnosis and prognosis. We call Ernie Lee radiology Midland. Biopsy will be done on Monday. Few days delay because of the Easter week. No immediate indication for dialysis. We will monitor metabolic acidosis, anemia. Electrolyte abnormalities. I called patient later today about all these arrangements. We discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure, the reason for the biopsy. The benefits outweigh the potential complications of a renal biopsy, which include bleeding, surgical intervention. Rarely a patient dying from this. The hypertension is a new finding. She normally runs normal at home. All questions answered. This was a prolonged visit for the level of care, coordination, implications of the diagnosis and treatment. End of dictation.